Spindly
edition. Wiry. Which, by the way, turned out to be relatively accurate. Edition. The Marcus Johnson scheduled to appear?
I hope he didn't bring yesterday's pancakes.
Can't wait to get to the bottom of that edition. And the... Jesse, I know you're a purveyor of Dunzo. But here's how Jesse titled how we're looking at tonight's Game 5. Win and go home later, or just go home now. Edition. The pessimism. I don't like it. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. 100.5 ESPN Madison. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and so is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Jason. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you asking. Jesse, are you that certain that there's no turning back? That they're done so because...
Well, is your source going to be correct? Is Giannis playing? Because when I try to get injury updates, I go to Jason Wilde's source. Not Shams, not Woj, Jason Wilde's person within the Bucks. I don't know who that is, but Shams said he's probably not playing. You said he is, so we'll see.
I didn't say he was.
He kind of did.
No, I didn't.
He said he might.
Jesse, was he not... flaming the optimism flame yesterday at the end of the show that Giannis was playing.
It seemed more optimistic than pessimistic, I would say.
I didn't say he 100%
disagree with that.
Dunzo the clown was out in full
force. You were fan in flames.
You're saying get out of here, beat it, Dunzo. Giannis might play tomorrow night. That's kind of what I got.
Yeah, if Giannis plays tonight, they're winning. If he does, if he plays, the energy and what he'll bring, they'd get it, and then they'll get beat in Game 6.
So it's win and go home later or go home?
Just what Jesse says. Yeah.
They're not winning three in a row unless Giannis is fully healthy, and I just don't envision that being.
What about soon to be have his number retired Chris Middleton continuing to come
through
the clutch?
I'll tell you what, man. I honestly think so. Chris Middleton has always been maligned, I think, a little bit. He's always been recognized as a really good player, but we always thought, and I'm guilty of this, for being a max guy, is he one of those guys that is super team? But he was when he's healthy, a great compliment to Giannis because he hits that mid-range. He can create his own shot. It's just that he has not been able to stay healthy. But this last week, for everybody that has doubted Middleton, and I still think Chris is on the way down. He played lights out because he had to, and I think he deserves a ton of credit. This was a great reminder of the greatness of Chris Middleton throughout the great era of Milwaukee Bucks basketball, which I hope isn't going to just be a one championship. If they can get a second, I think we'd all feel much better about it. But if we're being honest about it, 50 years passed, and if this is all that we get, will there be the same level of Packer disappointment? No. We are going to be this group brought us a championship, and that's why, amongst many other things, Chris Middleton is a lock stocker to get his number retired. Matter of fact, some people said that he might get a statue, which I think is kind of out there. But I'll say he's more likely to get a statue than not have his number retired. That's how strongly I feel about that.
So our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia, sided with you yesterday. He firmly believes that Chris will get his number retired. So 34... will go up in the rafters for Giannis whenever he's done, and 22 will go up in the rafters for Chris Middleton. In fact, it was suggested, which again, I'm a Drew Holiday guy.
Drew's not getting either.
I understand. Okay. I don't think they win a title if they don't make that trade.
I agree.
So that I think he should be. Maybe they could have like the a statue that is just all those guys, like kind of like the Rogers Sports Illustrated cover.
The Valley Oop or the Block. One of those two could be statuized.
Uh-huh. I wonder how hard it would be to do the Valley Oop as a statue. I mean,
you did an entire thing out in the Deer District where it's like, you know, Giannis and Drew out front with Middleton in the back, that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be awesome. I think that, you know, the Lambeau Leap is up there.
As if any of us is a sculptor.
And make it like a, like, you know, it's...
Well,
it's,
I'll say this. You know, go over to Europe.
Long.
You go over to Europe, it's sculpture city everywhere. It's beautiful.
Some people without pants.
We could use more sculptures. We could use it. And I'm not one. I always think if you're going to just do an homage of one, I think you should wait till that person has passed. That's just my opinion. I don't. That doesn't mean I'm right. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing a collage, bring it.
A montage, some might say.
I just think if you could get a picture of the Valley Oop or the Block, or those big plays that spurred this group onto a championship, throw that out there and you don't think people are going to eat that up like cream corn? Oh, baby, they will.
Why'd you go cream corn there?
It seemed like it fit. It seemed like it fit.
Is that an old on the farm saying? Okay. So are you? So you're not getting your hopes up? Neither one of you.
No. No. Matter of fact, if Giannis doesn't play tonight, I think it could be a gnarly one.
You think they've given everything they could without
him? I think they dumped the bucket. I mean, they've poured themselves out. I don't know where else they're going to get more points. Like, Brooke got, what, 27? Chris had 25. I don't know if these other guys, now, obviously Bobby being able to play and maybe getting the
Bobby. Try not to be
the
ejected,
big chance.
You know.
Maybe they could, you know, compete. Nuthawack. I have to always remember myself to Nuthawack.
Yeah.
And
you
I will
seem
do
to forget that,
here. That
a lot, actually.
I do, but I've been right when I'm not wrong.
There's barely any... What's the? I don't even know how to say it.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah, that's. There's barely any champions left on the team
Brolo,
from 3 years
Connaughton,
ago.
Connaughton, Bobby.
Okay,
that's three of your core. Middleton.
That's sure.
Four of your core people. It's just that your two big stars are not probably going to be available.
And one of them wasn't with you.
Let's be honest. If Giannis doesn't play, does anybody think we're winning tonight?
No, I don't.
Nobody does. Bet you Las Vegas doesn't. Nobody does because it's really hard to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been proven over this course of the series.
Well, maybe Marcus Johnson, who's scheduled to appear in the final segment of the show, will help us find some optimism. We look forward to his visit. I don't know if I agree with you. Maybe it's just the group is smaller. But don't you think that ardent Bucks fans, which, you know, that is not our thing on the show, don't you think that they're going to be just as irritated as Packers fans with only one title during the Giannis
no.
era? You really don't think that?
I do not.
Why?
I think it was so long. What's that one meme? It's been 84 years. That I just saw the Los Angeles Rams put up on their draft thing. Check it out on Twitter, Jesse. It's really good. It's been 84 years. It's been forever. This was the Farvian piece. This was Bob Harlan and Ron Wolf bringing mm-hmm. glory back after a long
so
break.
Mm-hmm.
And while everybody was disappointed that Farvey and the boys only won one, they should have won two, including Ron and everybody involved. That first championship was a big blanking deal because it got us back. The Milwaukee Bucks, I think there was a... If you would have asked people in the mid-2000s, if you get one championship in the next 50 years, would you take it? People would have been like, abso-blanking-lutely.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, you have an all-time great player, but you see that it's really hard to do. And will you say that they've underachieved if this... In this form, this is it? I don't know if you could, because you've been to conference finals, you won a championship, and you've brought this thing back. Now, we always want more, but I said when they won it, secured, legacy secured, and I think most Bucks fans, while obviously we all think we should be in better position, you can't take that one championship away, and that means a lot. I mean, how many times have we sat here outside of Packer talk and said, you know, Isn't it crazy that we celebrate the 82 Brewers to the degree that we
You're right.
Mm-hmm. If they had gotten over the hump, and now if any of these Brewers teams that we saw in our glory era of Brewers baseball, which hopefully will continue, if they got one and then went on a 10-year dry spell, would we be disappointed? Sure. But all we talk about is that championship of 10 years ago. That's what it would be. So, yes, I think most, even ardent Bucks fans, would look at this and say, we got our championship.
So I think the only drawback to that, I agree with your parallel. No doubt about it. You're right.
Let's poll that, Jesse. I know Bucks stuff doesn't draw as much chutzpah as the Packers and some of the other
today
stuff.
Today it will.
I just wonder if this is it. This for this run, and Giannis only gets one title whenever he ends up leaving, or if you know he retires here and doesn't get any more, will you look at that as being successful? I would think you'd have to say yes.
Yeah,
maybe Jason, you need to word it because you're.
Yeah, I'll work on that because here's the thing, and I don't mean to bring up painful memories for you from your playing career, but I think
then just don't do it.
No, I think it's important. I think it's illustrative of how people were feeling toward the end of the Favre era, right? So in 2002, you guys were a really good football team until you lost both your tackles. And by the end of the season, you'd lost, I think Robert Ferguson suffered a major injury. He got like decapitated by Jacksonville safety at the time.
I would think I'd remember someone losing their head.
Well, I mean, I was being hyperbolic a little bit. But you guys go to New York with a chance to seal the number one seed, and instead you get beat by the Jets, and then you lose right away to Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
2003, we know 4th and 26. Yep. 2004, you beat the Vikings twice in the regular season, but then the Randy Moss fake moon game, you guys lose at home in a playoff game,
mm-hmm.
right? 05, you missed the playoffs with all the dysfunction with Ted and Mike and the drafting of Rodgers. Mike McCarthy comes along in 06, and then in 07, you're on the cusp at home playing for a chance to play in the Super Bowl, and you lose, and it was in the early days of social media, and everybody and their brother was posting the photo where Favre throws the interception, and everybody's open except Driver, who he threw the ball to, and it got picked.
Yeah, I think even with all of that, and yes, those are some painful memories.
Pretty frustrated people.
For sure. The Favre era, I think, if you look at it, 4th and 26 for sure, NFC Chip, the Super Bowl loss that you guaranteed they'd win,
yeah, that's wrong,
changes the whole dynamic of that whole operation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just like 2014. So I think Packer fans look at it differently because the history is different. Because the title town. Nobody is looking at the Milwaukee Bucks as title town. Or as it's small market, plucky, and hey, we have found our way. And we got one. Now, is that a loser's mentality? Some people would say yes. I don't look at this. I think we should have had more, the Toronto Raptors series a couple of years, but then do you win the next one? All that stuff is so variable that I think we all have to kind of look back and say, it's really blank and hard to win.
I just wish people would feel the same way about Super Bowls. Because I don't think that people think of it the same way because of what the Patriots have done, because of what the Chiefs are doing now.
So, Jason, I think they do, but I think it's also the way that we found ways to lose is what it is. It's not – you didn't hear anybody saying that after Atlanta when old boy was running up and down the field on us, or San Francisco the one year where they beat the heck out of us. It was – the game where we gave up a blocked punt, we should have beat San Fran in a home field, number one seed, most important ever. Tampa, where you give up you give up a couple of missteps at the end of halves and you can't score three straight times to go down and try to tie the game up. That's, I think, the bigger reason, not so much the luck component that every champion has to have as well. Because there is a big piece of this that is luck. And for the Milwaukee Bucks, luck has not been on our side. Even when we won it, Giannis was injured, had to find a way to gut one out. And then it's been Giannis has not played. I saw Giannis has not played very many minutes the last two playoffs. Very few.
You're right.
How on earth? You can't expect the whole reason we have championship expectations because of him.
Right.
And when
he's
he can't
the quarterback.
Play, we're just being delusional if we think that we can, because it's not, we're not that good without Giannis. Let's just call it what it is.
All right, I'll start working on my phraseology for this poll, because I know that if there's, well, there's a lot of things that I do that disappoint you over the course of a show.
Disappoint is not, that's not the right word.
Irritate.
Yes. That is correct.
Finish your sentences.
That's starting to irritate me too. I've actually stopped jumping in because I'm doing it and I don't want to continue. It's been three or four a show. I want to start cutting that back to one. I don't like three or four times that we're finishing each. That concerns me to a really high level.
Who would have thought that the way to get you to stop interrupting me was for us to be so in sync that we would be saying the same thing? Oh, my gosh. Yes. 8 years have flown by. All right. Speaking of flying by, this new up to 60 months of 0% financing with Pella, that's flying by. The deadline's approaching fast.
I know. I always get nervous when that deadline's approaching. We got it till May 10th, though. You can turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows and doors. The luxurious look, the sleek design, and custom colors available are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It is the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home, it's never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Again, talk to Pia. Everybody can't believe it. It's here, and it's coming, and it's starting to wind down. You got about 11 days left to do it. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I do need your help on one thing about appropriateness. I made a joke. I don't do a lot of Twitter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But our old friend Andy Kendi, who spent a long time in Wisconsin as the sports director.
You spent a few nights at Wando's with him.
I'm sure you did.
I mean, you did.
I did, yes, but I don't. Were you working the door at the times we
not
swung
with
by
you,
there?
Not with you guys, but I've had a few with Andy Kendi back in the day.
I was like saying his name like Forrest Gump. Andy Kendi.
Yeah, I can
That's
see that.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. I've never heard anyone do that before.
I can
before.
See that, yeah.
So yesterday was his birthday, and I tweeted him. And I'm curious if it was clear that this was a joke or not, because I thought I was
typically,
being funny.
Typically, if it's not known, it's probably not. I have not seen it. I don't know.
All right,
but
I'm going to bounce it off of you.
Okay.
And then we'll get into draft talk and everything else. But I want to see, is this funny or not? And you'll be the judge, jury, and executioner of it. I'll ask you next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
I want you to be honest, because usually you really spare my feelings with your opinions.
Sure.
You're very cautious. You know
true.
I'm sensitive.
Yep.
So, Andy Kendi's TV station. So, Andy was at WKOW in Madison for a long time. Then he was at WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. But now he's been in Omaha for quite a while. Omaha! Omaha! And so his TV station wished him a happy birthday. So I retweeted it and said, man, I hope I look this good when I'm 60, Andy Kendi. Happy birthday, brother. Love to you and all the Kendis.
Is he 60?
No, he's younger than that.
I actually thought when you said he was 60, I'm like, gosh, that is crazy.
So I blew it, right? I should have gone like 70 to make it more clear that I was making a joke.
Yeah.
But then 70's like no one's even going to think that's a thing, and then that's
right.
Not really funny.
Was 60 funny or not?
No. I legitimately was like, gosh, I'm getting old. I didn't realize Kendi is 60 already.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of. I thought it was funny.
You were wrong.
Were you just trying to do what... Was it Tausch wishing you a birthday back in February?
Do you want,
and he overshot it?
Do you want your employer putting your business out there telling you happy birthday to everybody?
Are you worried about them stealing my information?
No. I'm asking you. I don't love, I know it sounds crazy, I don't love spotlight on myself. Like, I just don't love that. I understand sometimes that happens. But when, like, when American Family Insurance tells old T happy birthday and I have some people at American Family saying, I don't even get happy birthday, that makes me feel good. I like that. But I just wonder, like, if...
It makes you feel good that they treat you better than their own employees.
It's a great partnership. I love it. You know I love American Family Insurance. No, but it's... That is... I don't necessarily... Like, if Good Karma doesn't put out happy birthday at old T, I'm not bothered one bit. And if American Family doesn't put happy birthday old T, I'm not bothered. But when they did it, I kind of liked it. And I don't think I normally would. So, because I'm like you, if I'm at the Bucks game, I don't want to be on the Jumbotron. I don't want to be.
Definitely not.
We're going to the Brewers game tonight. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like shoving a hot dog in my mouth and they're doing the reverse deal. Like, I don't want that.
George Costanza.
You're going to get thrown out to keep the ejection streak alive?
Probably not. You know, I guess you never know, but I would say probably not. I don't believe so.
So we're
but that was not 60. So how old is he? Is he 50? If he's 58, it's really not 50.
Yeah. I don't think he's 50. I think he's 54.
Oh,
maybe.
You don't even know how old he is?
He's not my wife. Well, I don't know how old you are either.
If you're going to make a joke about how old he is,
I knew you were 52, right, when I said it?
I thought you knew.
What did I say? What did I tell him? Happy 60th? What did I say? Happy
55th. This is it. So here's the thing. This is why I brought it up.
Yeah, but I knew that would bother you. That's why I said it.
Here's why I brought it up. So you were close to me. And you thought you were funny.
Yeah, but I knew that would bother you.
But now I did it,
and
now it's not funny.
Like you do. So you saying it makes me think, wow, he's 60. I can't believe he's that old. It wasn't, oh, Andy, you crazy old rascal.
And I got a lot of, are you really 55? I didn't think you were that old after you did that to me.
And that's funny for me.
But it's not funny for me. Double standards, what you tell me.
Do you do a show on a daily basis with Andy Kendi? Do you know Andy Kendi well? Do you know what bothers him and makes him tick? Yeah, good luck in Omaha. Hasta la vista, old podna. What would you call that show? Omaha, Omaha? And hopefully Peyton Manning's group is the one that puts it on? Is that what you're thinking?
An Omaha production.
Pretty good.
It would definitely be an Omaha production. All right. I just, Jesse, you read that very well. By the way.
Wilde and Kende.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Jason Wilde, Andy Kende.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I guarantee you Wilde would say more provocative things because Kendi's leading that show. And Wilde would be the shooting guard, which I sense Wilde'd rather be a shooting guard. Like, I don't know know if he's Jason Kidd. I think he's more – who's a – like, is Steph Curry really a point guard? Not really. He's a shooting guard, right?
Yeah, very fair. I'm a distributor. I like being a distributor. I like setting you up for dunks, sometimes on me. But no, I don't think you fully appreciate that it's just a different dynamic when I join all of our other shows.
No, I do understand that, but I'm fascinated with you and Kendi's new show. I know you're trying to scrape some more cash together to get your pool and everything else, so you're going to start doing... You probably can only do once a week because you're already complaining about how busy you are and you can't watch TV, except every time you talk, you're watching Law & Order SVU or Suits or some other show that you rave about. I think once a week it would be Omaha Nightly, you and Kendi. That could be fun. Sponsored by Wando's.
Omaha Hot Topics?
Oh, not bad.
By the way, we can't talk about birthdays without bringing up Jesse.
Is it your birthday today?
No.
Happy birthday,
not
buddy.
Not even close.
Oh.
No, but the controversy of your parents leaving town remains. I still have people bring that up to me. So you, unlike Tausch and I, you definitely want the spotlight on you on your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Only the milestone ones. Like, I don't, like, last year was my 32nd birthday. We didn't really do anything. We went to the Packers game, which was fun. Like, we didn't do anything crazy.
Did you go night-night? Did you go night-night?
Oh, not at the Packer game. Oh. No. Stayed awake for the entire
one. That's another classic Jesse story.
I know it's one of your favorite places to just grab a little catnip.
Playing the hits here, yeah. This was my 30th birthday a couple of years ago that we're talking about, where it's a round number. It's a milestone birthday. And for them to go to Vegas and not even extend an invite was a little rude, I thought.
And what, the Packers or your parents?
My parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to Vegas. Like, I have never been to Vegas as an adult. The only time I've ever been to Vegas
and
was,
you wanted your mommy and daddy to take you to Vegas with
if
them.
If it meant it was a free trip, sure, I'd gladly go. Yeah. Like, the fact that I've only been to Vegas once, and it was between 7th and 8th grade, which is pretty definably the worst time to go to Vegas, because you're too old to appreciate the kid stuff, and you're definitely too young to appreciate the adult stuff. I wanted to go to Vegas, and they didn't even invite me.
I got to be honest. I don't believe you that you don't care about the non-milestone birthdays. I just don't believe you. I think you want a big celebration no matter what.
I think up until 21, but like that's your 22nd birthday. That's when you realize, okay, each one doesn't really matter.
Well, happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
I know, but I want to get out in front of it.
It's like 6 months away.
I just don't want to miss it. So I want to make sure I get it out there. Happy birthday to Jesse.
This one counts. There you go. All right. We'll move off the birthday wishes, and we'll get to more about the Bucks and about where the Packers stand after the draft. Speaking of the Bucks, make sure you tune into Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into the Bucks and Six phenomenon, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks and Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to both Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
So Tausch is headed to the Brewers game tonight. The Bucks are playing Game 5, almost certainly without Damian Lillard and probably without Giannis. Well, how's that going to affect your...
Depends how your source is. He's right or wrong, he or she.
Shams versus Anonymous.
Yeah, Shamanonymous.
How does this impact
your... Could be a good podcast. Shamanonymous.
Shams Shanonymous.
With analysis.
And de cande. How does this affect your Prize Picks plans? They've got that injury insurance, I hear.
They do. They have the injury insurance. I don't know if it will. So last time I went Brolo because no Giannis, no Dame. Figured somebody had to pick up the pace. My guy Brolo did.
Okay, well, time now for our Prize Picks for the Knights.
Prize Picks of the Night for Game 5, Bucks Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Tausch, you ever feel like you're going to the wrong party in town? Like,
no, I feel like I'm going to the right party tonight.
Okay. Well, maybe that's going to be an indicator of what you're going to pick for Prize Picks here. These are real projections from our friends over at Prize Picks for tonight's Game 5. And I do regret to inform you that both Damian Lillard and Giannis are not listed on Prize Picks for tonight. So,
well,
while the injury insurance does come in handy.
They haven't talked to Wildy's sources
that's
yet.
That's true. I haven't talked to Shanonymous. Here we go. Chris Middleton, more or less than 26.5 points tonight before they retire his jersey at Fiserv Forum. He's only hit that once in the last 5 games. It was the overtime game in Game 3 on Friday.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I just, the thing I always wonder, he's been hobbling too. You know, he had an ankle. He's competing his tail off. I think we all respect the heck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you just wonder, at some point, do guys give in? Nuthoack. Middleton doesn't. I think he rides the wave of the energy. I don't think it's going to be by a lot, but I would say more than 26.5 for Chris tonight at Fiserv.
I certainly hope so, because that gives them a chance to win Game 5 and be sent home after Game 6, according to you guys. Jesse, I got to say, as much grief as we give you for wanting to be the center of attention and birthdays, you've been on a roll today.
Yeah, you're having a really good start to the show.
Forrest Gump, you had the good line about them retiring Chris Middleton's jersey. I think you've been very good today, so kudos to you. I hope you're this good on Prize Picks.
Win or go home later or go home? No credit for that one.
I thought that was actually mean. Your whole thing.
But. Bobby Portis, more or less than 6 minutes played. Just kidding.
0.5 ejection.
More or less than 20 and a half points for Bobby P.
So part of me wants to think, this is kind of how my mind works.
Atonement.
Yeah, it's like, man, I let my guys down. We're at home. We got the Bobby chant. I need to be the second scorer on this group if things shake out the way that we do. I don't think he's going to do it, though. I think he's going to press less for Portis 20 and a half tonight.
I'm going to take more. I want to believe that he is going to atone for getting ejected 6 minutes into the game when they needed him to not lose his composure. I'm going to go more.
It's going to be important if he does need to get to that 20 and a half tonight. Brolo, your guy, Tausch, Brooke Lopez, with a goblin next to him.
Is that the red or the green?
Tell us again what a goblin is for those of us that are unfamiliar.
So there's goblins and ghouls on the Prize Picks app.
Oh, the goblin's green then.
The goblin is green, so I actually put the wrong one. This is the ghoul that's next to Brooke Lopez.
So the ghoul, you end up getting a little bit more bang for your buck because it's elevated.
The goblin brings the projection down slightly, so makes it a little easier for the player to achieve that number. The ghoul raises it a little bit, which makes it more difficult
for the player to get a little bit better payout.
Yes, but you get a better payout if you get the ghoul, and you get a little lower if you get the goblin, but it's a safer play. So, with the ghoul, Brooke Lopez, more or less than 2.5 made three-point shots. He has done it in 2 of the last 3 games.
It feels like he is playing more inside without Giannis. Like, I think the big reason why Brooke has been such a great fit, he's a great rim defender, but he's changed. Like, one of the great stats of all time when he's with Brooklyn, I think he might still be the all-time leading scorer for the Brooklyn Nets. Correct me, and I could be wrong on that. But it was all low post. Then he comes to Milwaukee, and he's a three-point gunner, spacing guy. Well, with this offense now, he's not as much of a spacing guy. They're running him off the three-point line. So I'm going less.
Buck Williams, the all-time leading scorer in Nets history.
The old Blazer?
That's what it says here.
Brooke Lopez, when I just searched Brooklyn Nets all-time leading scorer, he is the leading scorer with 10,000-plus points.
Yeah, but they were the New Jersey Nets first.
I didn't count that era. Brooklyn Nets.
Well, it's the same organization.
New Jersey Nets was a better era than the Brooklyn Nets era.
So are the Seattle Pilots and the Brewers the same thing? Yeah, some people will say that. I don't look at it that way.
Okay, well,
different cities. Oh, but yeah, it's all the same. No, it's not. Not to me.
They still have the same team name.
The Pilots are still the Brewers?
No, the Nets are still the Nets.
Well, whatever.
They just moved into Brooklyn, and so they became the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal.
They went across the river.
You spent 6 months talking about how tough your move was, and you moved from an apartment to a house. So moving is a big blanking deal.
And the movers charge us for a 30-minute drive, but it was 2 minutes. I'm irritated about that.
Good job changing the subject after I pointed out that they're both the Nets.
Well, Buck Williams is known to me as a Portland Trailblazer. Tough four spot. Physical.
Jason Kidd, second all-time, and then Brooke Lopez, third, ahead of Richard Jefferson and Kerry Kittle.
But just for the record,
pretty good.
For the record, Brooklyn Net at the Barclays Center, whatever they call it now, Brooke Lopez is the leading scorer.
I'm sure he is.
Brooklyn Lopez, am I right?
Leave the jokes to Jesse.
I thought that was pretty good.
So you going more or less on his threes tonight?
I said
or
less.
What? Okay.
I said less before we got into this whole whatever.
Going more. This is a nut whack game, and Middleton, Portis, and Lopez are going to keep this team alive tonight with a win.
Last one for our Prize Picks of the Night, Game 5.
How strong do you think Jason really feels about that?
Not enough to wager money on.
Exactly, I think right. He's with his heart on this one, which I might be when I'm...
I want my Bucks people to be happy for
playing along on Prize Picks. I might just go with the heart picks tonight, too. Which, this one's I'm torn on. Because Tyrese Halliburton is kind of the enemy, but I also want to root for him because he's the Oshkosh guy.
Yeah.
So, like, if the Pacers do advance, I'm going to cheer for them,
probably. The way he's handling himself and stuff, he's the enemy.
He ain't no Oshkosh.
He is an Oshkoshian, don't get me wrong. It's great.
He but also wore 49ers stuff earlier this year.
He's been a pain in the blank to us.
Yeah.
They got some real jerks on that team, by the way.
Well, you have to have that mentality when you're going against a nut whacker.
A nut whacker.
Tyrese Halliburton, more or less than 33.5. This is the combo wombo. Points, rebounds, and assists.
No, I'm going to go less.
No, no Ghoul. This is a straight up one.
Less because I think he's going off and people are calling him the next big star. Middle, beginning of this last season. Gets injured. Hadn't been the same cat. Now, is he still, doing some things? He is. But he's not like Gina Della and he's really doing some things. He's just doing some things. And 33.5, I'm going to go less.
He's very sleek. I'm going to go less as well in hopes of.
Who's that off guard that's just eating our lunch? What's his name? He's got that funky name.
Pascal Siakam?
No, he's a forward. Who's that off guard? He's hitting threes. He's just beating us into submission. All right. Whatever he is, I'm going to go more on him. I'll look at that later. Irritated Jesse didn't know that off the top of his head.
So you're going to play Prize Picks tonight, huh, Tom?
I am. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. More than 5 million members. It's the most fun and exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. And you just pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100x on your cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this playoff basketball season, I've done okay. I had the one big one that I missed, old boy Brunson from New York.
He's still playing tonight.
Still irritates me. Well, I'm going to go first inning because if I go to a baseball game, I love getting in that first inning. Adds a little fun to it. I'm going to do a little bit with, I think I'm going to go Brolo less tonight. That's kind of my initial thoughts. If you have the skills, you can play it for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000 this playoff season. Star players mean more odd Prize Picks, and you got the goblins and the ghouls and all that fun stuff as well. Download the app today. Use the code WI. And this is important. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. So you put $100 in, you hammer the WI code button, and another $100 comes pouring in. It gives you a little more fun to have. That's code WI on Prize Picks for that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Were you talking about Naismith?
Which I was about to call him Naismith, which I know is wrong.
Is he the off guard?
Or are you talking about Nembhard, the guy that got
Nembhard.
That's what I thought.
Okay, well, neither of them are like wacky names.
He's Nembhard? Yeah, you hear that all the time. It's just like Smith. What are we talking about?
There's another Nembhard who was in the NCAA tournament. It's not that weird of a name.
What do they want, a medal? Okay, great. I'm telling you, this kid's eating our lunch. He's lunch eating. Somebody needs to take your sandwiches away.
You think Andrew Nembhard is the wacky name on a team with Pascal Siakam?
Well, Siakam's a champion. I know Pascal Siakam, and he has been a great pickup for them. Nembhard, I didn't know. He's kind of an unknown.
Is it because his name is kind of close to like Numbnuts or something like that?
Can you say that on air?
I wouldn't.
Too late now. Pascal Siakam, very normal name.
Dude, NBA experts like myself know the stars. I don't know Nembhard till this series, and then I forgot his name, but I know.
You still don't seem to know his name.
I know he's eating our lunch. We have not had answers for Nembhard.
What's the Nembhard? Nembhard.
I'm just telling you.
You're just inventing stuff.
I don't think you necessarily pronounce
he's our
it
NBA
right.
expert.
That's a very small ship with this crew.
Wacky
off guard.
An
expert on this show. Nembhard.
We need to break because I'm crying.
How's that poll coming? More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free. It's everywhere. And it's for you.
Nembyard's request, the poll is in the field. Today's Wildy and Tausch poll. We all know many Packers fans were very disappointed that the team only won two titles during the 30-year Favre-Rodgers run.
Very, very, very frustrating.
So, if the Bucs bow out tonight, undergo offseason changes, and only win one title with Giannis, will you be disappointed? Tausch, you're the king of the projection. What do you think this is running at?
I think it's going to be really razor thin. I'll say 50. I'll say 60 will be disappointed. 40 will be yes. I'm okay with it. That's where I would guess.
Hmm. But you said that. No, you'd be appreciative. You would not be disappointed.
100% be appreciative, yes.
Well, most people agree with you. Now the numbers have changed. This one could go back and forth the entire time.
I think today people are disappointed, but 10 years from now people would be appreciated.
I don't know. People aren't I think people appreciate the championships the Packers won, but I think there's more disappointment than there is. This could be a corollary poll deal.
So I will issue that second poll.
I feel like
the
Packers is going to be, it won't be Canyon-esque, but it'll be in the 80s that they're disappointed.
As of now, 59 votes in the first 1 minute. Appreciative, 54.2%.
I like that.
Disappointed, 45.8%.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the right answers can be both, but I just think the fact that it's been 84 years, is that the meme? 84 years? It's been 84 years. Yeah. They get one. The celebration, and I think the, oh, yes. Even though you felt like you were built for more, it just continues to showcase how tough it is to win one.
So this is wild because I'm really, this will be fun to watch in real time. Kind of like when they do the, like there's a speech or whatever on TV and they have like a focus group and you see like the little chart throughout like how people are reacting.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, come on. You have to have seen that. It's like a political thing. So now we're at 105 votes 2 minutes in and now disappointed is at 55.2%. I don't know if this is the potato corridor or what, but now the appreciative crowd has dropped to 44.8%. That was a huge swing
that
in like
swing.
A 50 vote margin.
Yeah.
So we'll see how. So now, are you requesting a corollary poll? Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to leave that up to Jesse. I don't know. I mean, I think it's more Bucks. I think most Packer fans are pretty blunt about their disappointment. There's still appreciation. But so. The thing that teams will always tell us when we rave about our quarterback play and how we're in it every year is, if we had franchise quarterbacks over that the Packers have for the last 35 years and you only got two championships, they basically laugh and say, ha, ha, ha. And then you say, well, you don't have any. And, well, that's kind of the conversation, how it goes.
Jesse, what do you got on the text line?
This is from Mailman Mike, one of the Mailman Nation of Wildy and Tausch. I think an honest Bucks Brewers fan growing up from the 80s to the 2010s never thought they would see a championship in their lifetime. The Bucks got it. The rest is gravy. Small market teams don't expect to win one every 10, 20, or 30 years. One in a lifetime is the expectation for the Brewers and Bucks. Sad, but true.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the one from the Brewers.
Yeah. And last year, because of the Shohei thing, was the year.
Yeah, that's what I heard. To do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different the way the league is set and how it's kind of structured. The NFL gives you more opportunities, especially if you can get that right. The Bucks found a way to get it right with Giannis, and that opened the window. Otherwise,
right.
I don't know if you even have a crack in the window.
Well, we'll see the 15th overall pick.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to get the best player in the league that way.
You're not. And that you have to take chances when you're a smaller market team because you're not going to have the access to getting all of these stars. They don't necessarily want to come here. So that changes how this looks. But the fact that you got it, and then you had the supplemental pieces, and you were able to get Drew, and you were able to be in this position, and now you got Dalla Dame. Not saying they can't win another one, but I'm saying if they don't, I think most of us would be okay in the long run. We'll be disappointed as it's going. But the day Giannis retires, it ain't going to be, God, it's so disappointing we only got one. It's going to be, he got us one.
Yeah, I do think you're right. And they had number one picks. They had Glenn Robinson and they had Andrew Bogut, right, were the number one overall picks. That's usually how you get a chance, mm-hmm. is being toward the top.
Gives you a chance to have a chance.
And then they, Jabari Parker was a second overall pick. And
of course, Kareem back in the day, that was a good pick.
All right. I am going to do the corollary poll and just ask, are you more appreciative or disappointed with the two titles the Packers won during the Favre-Rodgers era? Because now I'm curious how predominant that crowd is that is
it'll
more disappointed.
It'll be at least a 20 to 25 point split that it'll be more disappointed Packers than what the Bucs fans are doing. Okay. At least.
We'll put that in the field to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. I want to remind you, we're talking about the Bucs. One of the Bucs' great partners, one of our great partners, is Gruble Offices. You see David courtside making funny faces at the officials when he questions calls, and you see him on billboards, you see him on TV, you hear from him here. The fact of the matter is, if you have been seriously injured or someone you care about has been in an accident, there's only one call to make, and that's the Gruble Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website to find out more about what David does in the community, about all the great lawyers he's got on staff, and the history of the firm. Gruber-Law.com. Gruble Offices, one call. That's all. The 10 o'clock hour begins in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.